Welcome back to Believers Academy for lesson two in the series, Get Wisdom, It's the Principal Thing. My name is Chris, and this is my beautiful wife, Camille, and we're from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Today, we will be learning about how God's wisdom changes everything. As believers, we must trust that God knows everything and that He has a solution to every problem. Camille, is that what you believe?
That's so true, Chris. Whatever we face can be changed with God's Word. That is His wisdom. Before we join Kenneth Copeland and Bill Winston, I want to remind you about the resources available below this video for you to download. These study aids will help you as you pursue the wisdom of God. This lesson is for you, so at any time during this presentation, you can pause to make notes or look up scripture, and you can go back to review points again. Okay, here we go. Let's join our teachers now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, let me tell you something. Pay very careful attention to this broadcast today. There's going to be elements in this broadcast that you're going to say, oh, I see it. Yep. This is what I have to do to get out of this rut, to change this thing and stop it from just getting to a place and failing, get going in one job and lose it. Had to go this, I get healed and it comes back on me and all that. We're in to the very core of this today. So listen up. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We give You praise in Jesus' name for Your wisdom and Your understanding. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Bill, let's get right back in there.
Let's go back to,
Proverbs
chapter
4. Proverbs 4? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
All right. Now, over here in verse 5 again, he says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee.
I never saw this in my life.
Love her.
Get wisdom, get understanding, memorize it.
Got it.
Don't forget it.
Got it.
You're going to have to apply some time to this.
Yes.
And forget it not. Neither back off. Don't decline from the words of my mouth. Love her. Bill, memorize it.
Yes.
You're going to have to spend some time doing it.
Yes, indeed.
This changes everything. If you're the principal in a company, get in here and find out what God's wisdom is about that company, and the economy will have no effect on it. Political parties can have no effect on it because God will show you how the kingdom works that business.
Now, can we, two things. One, let's just finish this up, and then let's go over to a man who builds a house and show the glory to God. Let's finish this up. Here it says in verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Now, we went through that. It's a principal thing is something that is most important. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She shall bring you to honor when you do embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. Now, let's just stop right there, because we talked about favor last week. So wisdom will bring favor in your life, the favor of God.
Now, that's the reason why if you'll do this, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God, if you will apply your time and memorize His ways of doing things and so forth, then what happens here, grace and favor begins to work and you start getting promoted.
Mm. That's it, isn't it?
That's where promotion come from, not scheming around and trying to con your way into the boss's office. Now, it'd be better your boss don't even know who you are,
man. That's true.
And let God raise you up in there, and the boss going to say one day, who that guy is? Did you see that report that Winston guy wrote and come up anyway? Has he been here long? I mean, who is that guy? Bill, I've had that happen to me.
That's okay.
I have had that happen to me.
Is that right?
I was in a Full Gospel Businessmen's Convention. This was back in the very early days of our ministry. And actually, it was just becoming a big thing in those conventions, in our ministry, Brother Hagin's ministry, to people wanted the tapes. Yeah. Man, they wanted the tapes of everything they could get people hungry for the Word. Well, they had brought in an outside company to record everything and manufacture all those tapes and stuff. They came to me and said, now listen, before you preach, you talk about the tapes and so forth. I said, no, sir. Well, then how are you going to sell any of them you want? He got mad at me. How are you going to sell any of them you don't talk about them? I said, sir, that's not my business. My business is to preach the Word. Now, and I didn't tell this him, but I had made my covenant with God that I would never promote things from the pulpit or sell my goods or nothing like that, that I would never charge preachers for my tapes, that I'd sow my tapes into them. And so I just, now here's something God had taught me. Here's something, the wisdom of God in front of you. I said, sir, my tapes will outsell all the other tapes in the convention. They won't, you don't say nothing about them. See, he don't know I'm saying it by faith. Now, I wasn't saying it to promote me. I'm just standing on the Word of God. And in every service, he'd get on me. And in every service, I'd tell him no. He was so put out with me and just talked terrible about me and all that. But I'm using wisdom principles here.
He'll promote you.
He promoted me. Our tapes out, so, and listen, I mean, there's some good stuff going on there. But the difference was,
my goodness,
if you use things to promote yourself, or you stand on the Word of God and grace begins to function.
That's the favor of God.
That's what did it. And he come up to me afterwards, he said, that beats all I ever saw. Well, see, he'd never been exposed to anything like that before because he's still using the old ways you do it.
Now listen to this. I preached for a man, I remember preaching for him, and he said, now, can I get you to get the offering for me? I said, yes, sir. He said, now, you're going to have to pull here because these people, they don't give too much and so forth and so on. I said, sir, I'm not even concerned about that. I said, you'll find that when we give them word and I just give them an opportunity to give, that they'll do all right. And he said, well, okay, well, you say, so go ahead, your faith preaches. I went ahead and preached, told the people, I said, now it's an opportunity to give. Praise God, sown the spiritual things to you, now you have an opportunity. He was back there counting that money, talking about, this beat everything I ever said in my life. That more came in, he had never seen. He said they had never gotten offering that much.
Now, Bill, this is just exactly now what we've been talking about. Now, his granddaddy did it that way. Mm-hmm. His daddy did it that way. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing it that way. And all three of them broke.
That's exactly right.
Good people.
Yes,
I'm talking about good people, surely, man. Surely. I'm talking about wonderful people. Mm. But not knowing God's wisdom in this, keep perpetuating the same failure. You can't keep doing the same thing and ever get different results. But if you, it is, we read it last week, Romans 4:16.
Yep.
Which is first, the faith or the grace? Which is the most important? It is by faith that it might be by grace.
Wow.
That the promise be sure to all the seed. Now, if the granddaddy had been operating in grace and faith, or faith and grace, then the son would have been operating in faith and grace, and the success would have continued to grow from generation to generation because they memorized it. Well, he passed it on, he remembered it. That's the process laid right there in those verses, isn't it?
and it would promote you. You continue to get promoted. Continue to get promoted. This is, I believe, a continual process.
If you follow the pattern all the way through the Bible, you can see God's plan. The Bible said God chose Abraham because he teaches children.
That's correct.
That this generation, this man, head of the family, walked with God, got the wisdom of God, promoted by God, continually coming up. Then it is time for him to go on. Then his family should know, at that time, they should know everything that Daddy knew.
No, that's exactly.
Then they come right here.
And start there.
And then they go to here, and then they're promoted and promoted and promoted. And then the next generation should start here. But the devil come along and say, you don't know nothing. You got something you got off of your daddy, you dumb thing. You need to get away from that. Get off out here and prove who you are. Mm. Prove what you can do. And he go out here and start all over again. When there ain't no use in that.
And every generation starting all over again.
And so what do you got? You got this. And don't none of them ever get any bugger than this.
You know, he said here, you just reminded me of something. He said that over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, he says that that wisdom, Lord have mercy, he said that, he said verse 19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. I look up a translation of that. It says, the proof of wisdom is results. That if you are using God's word, the proof of it, you're going to see results in the deeds of what that word will be able to produce. And now the next generation comes in, learns from that, and takes it to the next level. Just continue on taking this thing to the next level. So that you're talking about, hey, why are you going to repeat failure? They tried to work this back in 1922. It didn't work then.
Didn't work then.
I mean, what makes you think it's going to work now? So if the budget of the city is short, why just build another casino? We did that. We've tried that. Now, I'm not coming against people. I'm just saying that the proposition of how to solve this problem, you need wisdom to do that.
It seemed right to the guy's granddaddy.
That's exactly
so
right.
So he screwed it up.
Yep.
He didn't know he was made doing it.
Mm-mm.
But then his son was taught the same thing.
And he did it.
But if we'll work a little harder, if we'll tax them harder over here and do this over here, then we'll get it to work, but then it don't. And then so the next one comes along and you're going to get finally to a place down here, the city's going bankrupt.
Mm.
And that's what's happening in cities around this nation.
That is exactly right.
Because they got away from the wisdom of the founders that got it from God. They sought God, and God was instrumental in setting up this nation.
That's exactly right.
Because of the hunger of a group of people. It's the only nation, Bill, in history that's ever been founded by a group of people who loved God and wanted to worship Him.
My goodness.
And He's got a stake in this.
He does.
He's got a covenant stake in it. And as long as they listen to Him, prospered beyond any other nation ever. But when they started trying to be like others and started putting socialism into it and all of that other mess, no socialist government has ever succeeded.
That's a gift.
They've all wound up in poverty.
So why try that again? So I'm just saying that now these problems have gotten beyond. natural solutions. In other words, there's a way that seems right to a man, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, but the end of that way is still death.
Yeah, it produces death. It'll kill it.
Absolutely.
There's a compounding effect, isn't there?
Yeah, sure it is.
When
I think it's
you tried this and it failed. Okay. Well, we'll do this and we'll do that, and we'll keep trying. We'll pour more into it. That's what it needs. Mm-hmm. We'll pour more money into it. We'll just keep pouring money. you're compounding. There's error in there. In that system,
right.
2 + 2 is 5. And as long as 2 + 2 is 5 is in there somewhere, then you're just compounding it and compound. Eventually, what is this? Babylon.
Oh, goodness. And it's going to fall eventually.
What was the word Babel?
That's confusion.
Confusion. The bigger it gets, it will finally get so, it'll get too big to fail.
Now, that's...
Come on, Bill. That company's too big. We can't allow that to fail. Are you kidding me?
They're trying to hold that thing up.
You can't hold it up.
You can't hold it up. They're trying to patch this thing up, but you can't do... Brother Copeland, pretty soon, it's got to fail because it in the core of the thing.
See? Let's go back to what Brother Roberts taught me. Mm-hmm. He said, Kenneth, in every situation, there's a key issue. So you don't just try to fix stuff all the time.
Yeah.
There's a key in there somewhere. The devil's got his foot in that thing someplace.
Yeah.
So the man that built his house on the sand.
That's it. That's where we're going.
Mm-hmm. And this thing is falling. So what does he do? He orders more sand. We got to put sand back. The bottom's washing out of this thing, so what are we going to do? We're going to put more sand under there. Come on, mister. I mean, that's what's the matter with it in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's sand. More sand isn't going to help this. And that's what the natural mind does. But, hey, somebody said, you out of your mind. Yes. I'm over into the mind of Christ.
This Joseph came down to Egypt. And unless he had come, the intelligence of Egypt was not enough to stop the famine.
She was going down, brother.
You can't even pray away a prophetic agenda.
Mm-mm.
You can only ask for an exemption.
Think about that situation with Isaac.
That's exactly
right. It was a famine, brother. Many people starving to death. The answer to it was one man with the blessing.
There you go. He came down there and made it so that Israel ate, Egypt ate, and the world didn't starve to death.
Yep.
One man with a blessing and with the wisdom of God to know what to do. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go over there. That's over in Matthew chapter 7. Over in Matthew chapter 7, we talked about building on this sand because I think that's the key here. You're saying we got to find the principal thing here.
There's a key issue.
There's a key issue
somewhere, and without faith, you ain't never gonna find it.
You're never gonna find it.
If you could find it without faith, you'd already found it.
That's exactly right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That like somebody I heard say this, and I just grabbed hold of it when I heard it. He said, "When in a hole." Stop digging. You can't dig your way out of a hole.
You cannot, can you? You can't.
And when debt is the problem, quit borrowing.
You can't do that. Wow. Now, that's real clear to you and I because we're over here thinking like God because this is the way God wants everybody to think. This is a plan. And the church in this hour... should be thinking over here.
Absolutely.
We should be over here on this side thinking, okay, how are we going to solve this? Because the wisdom of God has a solution to every problem.
And God is the third party here.
In this thing, right.
Well, how are we going to do it if we don't borrow the money? Then there's God. Have faith in God. But when you don't have faith in God, you got really, the third party becomes the federal bank.
Or something like that.
And they're the problem in the first place.
But it's not God, see.
And it just perpetuates the problem until nobody can manage it, and the thing will just fall in on the top top of you. And in most places, they don't recover because they don't cry out to God even then. In this nation, the reason we've recovered time and again is because the people cried out to God, and God just salvaged the thing.
Now, just think about this now. We're over in Matthew chapter 7, but just for a moment, he's talking about wisdom now. He says, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding he has established the heavens. That even when nothing was here, God used wisdom to restore it. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I'm saying, why can't he restore the cities which are devastated by too high a taxes and people joblessness and so forth? Wisdom will restore that. And so what we need to do is get wisdom. We don't need to another program.
God don't need 100,000 people or 100 million people to do it.
Yes.
If he can just find a handful that'll take his word and believe it, it'll grow right out of where they are, just like that place right there in Forest Park, Illinois.
Yes,
sir. I mean, you guys moved in there.
You,
that place
has
was
blossomed.
Done.
That it was, wasn't it?
Just like the desert of old, it was gone. But the word of faith got in there, and I saw you one day on your broadcast. So you took the word of God, and you said you put a drop of this in there, and it'll blossom and bloom and grow again. Gloria and I just jumped straight up when we saw you do that. That is absolutely the truth. That's what we're talking about.
That's
here.
That's a picture of this right here.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Apply this same thing that you're talking about there, because I know you've done it in the past. Here's somebody that's, you know, they just signal me, we out of time. I'm going to get him a slow watch or something. Let's take it up here tomorrow because in my spirit's eye, I see someone with chronic ailment, chronic disease. Mm-hmm. And they get feeling pretty good for a few days, and it goes right back like it was. And you just spend years struggling with the same thing over and over. And they're praying, and they're doing all these things and all that. But there's a key issue in the middle of that. How do you take the Word of God and faith in God? And how do you get that? How do you get that? How do you find that and turn this around?
That's good.
Let's go there
yes,
tomorrow.
Sir. Yes.
That's the end of our second lesson in the series, Get Wisdom, It's the Principal Thing. We really need to get this message to everyone we know. Even our government leaders need the wisdom of God. Well, we hope you're enjoying Believers Academy and this teaching. Don't forget to take advantage of the free downloads located below this video. One of the documents is an action plan to help you get started living your life in the wisdom of God. You won't want to miss our next lesson about receiving God's wisdom. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.